Blackstone Audio presents Alexander the Great, The Hunt for a New Past, by Paul Cartledge. To Judith Portrait, yet again. Preface. There is really no need for any special justification, let alone apology, for a new history of Alexander. He is one of those very few genuinely iconic figures who have both remade the world they knew and constantly inspire us to remake our own worlds, both personal and more global. What is needed then, and I have aimed to provide, is a book that does full justice to Alexander's extraordinary achievement, while at the same time respecting the limits of the evidence and of the historian's craft. I have attempted to address that achievement both in its own terms, including some tentative probing into Alexander's deep psyche, and in terms of its subsequent impact, which continues to this day, when Alexander is still prayed in aid by fishermen in Greece, cursed as a thief in Iran, and worshipped as a saint in the Coptic Church of Egypt. It must also be a book with a distinctive interpretative approach, and mine is indicated in the book's subtitle, The Hunt for a New Past. There are, of course, several possible keys to unlocking the enigma that was Alexander. Some modern historians, for example, have focused on the Greek word pothos, passionate yearning, which is associated in the sources with major projects of Alexander. Others have privileged Alexander's relationship with his father, Philip. One modern historian has tried to explain vital features of his career in terms of his alcohol dependency. My book will not minimize the influence of these factors on Alexander's outlook, personality, and aims, but it will lay even more stress on his predilection, or rather grand passion, for hunting game.